Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Hey, Samaya. That's a cool name. My name's Andrea. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
All right. Thank you. I just had a quick question there. I charged something on my credit card, and it's got your number on it. I just don't remember what it was, so I'm just checking. I'm sure it's valid, but if you don't mind checking for me.
Definitely. Can you provide me with your zip code?
Say that again?
I said definitely. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
Sure. 11554.
Okay, you say your first and last name was Andrea?
Yeah, it's listed as Andrew on my bill. It's been a lifelong problem. I'm Andrea, but people used to think I was a woman. So it's probably under Andrew if you're looking at my city card, which is where it was charged.
Okay, Mr. Andrew, your last name?
Tufano. T like Tom, U, F like Frank, A, N like Nancy, O. Tufano.
Oh. All right, and for security purposes, can you please provide me with your address?
Sure, 1975, it's a little too high. Longfellow Avenue, that's one word, Longfellow, Avenue East Meadow, New York.
All right, thank you so much for that, Mr. Andrea.
Yep.
For security purpose, so I do see here that you have the Focus Watch, Focus Watches and a lifetime warranty on the watch. That watch is designed to monitor your heart rate, blood pressure, and oxygen level. And
right.
I do see here that on 5/12, you signed up for a 14-day free trial for that watch. Now, with the 14-day free trial, if not canceled and returned on about the 14th day, that's when you are charged the full price for this product. And that's where you see the $64.97 and $69.99.
I never was told that when I ordered it. So what is the 64 and what is the 69? Because I have the watch. I only have one watch.
Okay, showing that you ordered two. One was full price, which was the $69.97, and then the $64.97 was a discounted one. Give me just a second, because it's showing that you ordered two. Let me see if...
Yeah. But it was only supposed to be like $5. It was a CVS thing where you get this, you had to pay with shipping.
Okay. Now, with that CVS, they only pay for the 14-day trial. They do not pay the full price for the product. And upon signing up for that product, do you recall confirming that you are 18 years and older, as well as looking to the terms and conditions in order to receive that product by mail?
Yeah, I don't know I've never been asked that before, but yeah, I'm of age, that's for sure. I'm closer to Social Security than I am 18. So, one of these, can you please help me? I have no job. I'm having a struggle with money, and I did not intend to do this, and I wasn't told this. All it said was you pay shipping and handles and a watch. So I was expecting, okay, $10, $15.
Right.
Now I got $140 almost.
Right. I can do for you, Mr. Andrea.
I didn't want the warranty because I called somebody, and they said once you get your statement to call back. Because I called as soon as it happened, I got a message. I get text messages for every charge on my credit cards. So I knew that coming, but I couldn't. They said I couldn't do anything until I saw it on my statement. So here I am.
Okay. Typically, all sales are found on the watches. However, what I am able to do is give you a courtesy refund of 35% for both charges. So I can do 35% of $64.97 as well as 35% of the $69.97.
Now, I had a woman on the phone when I called that. She said she would reverse it because this is not just a watch. It's for the warranty. So she said the full
Now, the warranty.
Warranty,
the warranty we can do a full refund for, but the watch itself, we're not able to do a full refund for that. So I can refund you back for the warranty. It is $12.97. So I can go ahead and refund the $12.97. Give me just a second.
Well, the other one should be gone completely because I only got one watch.
Now it's showing that both watches were delivered.
You know what? It's not a watch. It's an earbuds.
I wonder why I said a watch then, because it says a Focus Watch upsell.
Yeah, I got one watch, I promise you I could send you a picture. And I got the earbuds, so that's probably what the earbuds are probably $5 less.
I'm about to say it's probably a typo, a error where where they have it as a watch then.
I wrong code, so it shows a watch. But I can assure you one is earbuds, which is fine. It's just that when I called back that day, I told the woman I'm gonna get my money back because I didn't order I was supposed to get a free item and only pay shipping. And I did not agree in any way, shape, or form to any coverage. So,
okay. Yeah, and that's for the she I did go ahead and refund you back for the insurance or for the warranty on the products. Now, again, I can provide you with a 35% refund off of those final charges as well.
Okay, if you could just give me the totals and then maybe I'll be okay with that. So you got $12 twice and then what's the other amount twice?
No, it wasn't $12 twice. For the warranty, it was only a one-time charge of $12.97.
What was that for?
For the warranty.
All right, you're going to reverse that? That's the watch warranty?
Uh-huh, yes, sir.
Okay, and then was there a warranty on the earbuds, or you don't know? Because on your end, it shows two watches.
Yeah, with the warranty, it falls up on, all of it falls up under the same, it's a warranty for the product.
I understand, but if I'm getting charged twice, that means I got two products.
No, you didn't get charged nothing but once for the warranty.
All right. Okay, so then what's the 35% amount that you're going to give me a break on?
Okay, so give me just a second. You were charged $69.97.
It's Monday. Nobody wants to hassle anybody or be hassled, so.
Okay, for the you're welcome. For the $69.97, it's a refund of $24.48.
Okay.
And then for the 64, $64.97, it's $22.73.
Okay, so in total is 20, 40, 50, 56, 58, about $60. Is that correct? So almost one's coming off. That's 22.73, 24.48, and 12.97.
Correct.
That's it? That's the best. That's good. That's the best you could do because I didn't want any of this. I mean, the watches and the earbuds are supposed to be like $9 each. So, really, it's not a fair thing. I don't know if it's CVS's fault or whose fault, but that's really not right because it's kind of like a – I hate to use the word scam, but I got scammed. You know what I'm saying? I got an email saying, you won at CVS. Pick one of these items. All these reviews, people, I love my item. Pick one, and you only pay charges, shipping and handling. I never was told anything about that. Warranty, so I'm not asking for a full refund. I just think it should be more like I should only be charged something like $25 in total. I'm still winding up with like $80. That's crazy.
Okay.
For a while.
Okay.
See what else you can do there if it's possible.
Bear me one moment. Let me see, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So I did go ahead and get them to approve us for the 50% refund back to the account, and that is in the amount of $34.98 and $32.49, and you still will have that refund back for $12.97 as well, okay?
What was that last amount, 33?
$32.49.
So add that to what you already gave me. So it's right. Is that what you're saying? As far as the credit.
So you'll see a refund for $34.99,
$32.49, and $12.97. It's about 80 off. It's about 80 off of 140. Yeah, I'm still getting hit with $60. That's it. That's the best you can do,
I wish. But yes, sir, that's as far as they're going to allow us to go with the refunding process.
Yeah. Now, does this leave me with some warranty on these products or on the watch or what? What am I actually still have? What was I charged for besides shipping and handling, which was only supposed to be about maybe 20 in total, 25?
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the question, sir?
Sure. There's still a warranty on a watch?
No, you canceled the warranty when you I refunded back the $12.97.
Fine, okay. And then the rest of the $80, what is that for? In other words, I'm still being charged 80 net.
That's the full price for the watches that you receive. But you know, I discounted those watches for you, so that's the discounted prices.
Right, but through CVS, they're only supposed to be like $7 each. I mean, I
That
have.
was for the warranty, sir. I mean, the trial.
Right, but I didn't agree to any trial.
Okay, so again, when you signed up for the product, Mr. Andrea, it notifies you that you're signing up for a 14-day free trial for that product and that it has to be canceled on or by the 14th day. If not, then you are charged the full price for that product.
All right, so let's back up 1 second, then I'll let you go. The statement. What date do you have that I did this? I have May 27th on my credit card bill, so it couldn't have been much further back than that.
May the 12th.
It was really the 12th, and so it took 15 days for it to hit my credit card. That's weird. So 12. So I missed it by a week. So I just got the statement today in the mail. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you follow me. I had a call within 14. Now it's like 25 days, so I missed it by like 10 days. Yeah, that's kind of unfair, but you know, I mean, I don't know if it's CVS that's, you know what I'm saying? And put yourself in my shoes. You get an email from CVS, which I go to all the time. You won one free prize. All you got to do is pay shipping and handling. And I usually read the fine print because I'm an accountant, but I didn't see any. I always read it. You know, I didn't agree to any 14-day thing. So it's kind of like, I don't think I'm going to be the only one calling you. We'll probably get these calls all the time. I shouldn't be paying $80 for two. I wouldn't have bought them. You know what I mean? I just bought them because they were basically free except for shipping and handling. So, you know, I mean, I'm not asking for a full refund, but I just think at least like another $30 should come off or something, $40. You know, then it's kind of fair because these are not tough shelf products. They're kind of, you know, they're okay, but they're not. You know what I mean? It's not an Apple Watch. You know what I'm trying to say there? If there's anything else you could do, and I'll let you go, because I really wouldn't have spent $50 because I'm not working on something I didn't really need. I only get it because it was supposed to cost me like 25 for the two of them. Anything
Okay.
further you could possibly do? Talking to people.
I could reach out to a merchant, the merchant, and see if we're able to go up any further, but I can't guarantee that because, you know, again, they do have a no refund policy altogether.
You're
So,
doing what you can. I understand. I
yes,
understand. You're
sir.
doing So you'll reach out, what, now by phone, or you'll reach out and I'll
It's
find
by
out?
email. Bear with me just a moment. I'm going to send it out to them, okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
The name of the company, by the way, because it says Quality Clean Life. That's why it threw me off.
It's Focus.
Focus, which is what do you sell products like that, I guess.
Yes, watches, the pots. Excuse me. Excuse me, I apologize for that. The watches and the
All right,
pots.
so. Okay. Just those items?
I'm sorry.
Just those two items, that's all Focus sells.
Yeah, they
Oh,
just sell the different, it's different watches, of course,
You
and
do what you gotta
different
do today with the email first, and I won't
pots.
interrupt. Finish what you're doing, all right?
Right. Okay. Give me just a moment.
Take your time, though. I'm not trying to rush you. I know if I'm typing an email, I might, you know, not be getting through it because somebody's yakking.
You're fine.
You're so nice. Where are you from?
Alabama.
Wow, and that's where you are now?
Yes, sir.
Cool. I'm in New York, obviously, and I don't know if you knew that, but I've always kind of wanted to go down in that area, you know, because it just seems like the people are so nice. I've gone to Georgia, Florida, I've gone to North Carolina, and it's all kind of like people are friendly in New York. It's just, you know, if you put so many people in a small area, they're going to be in a rush. They might have an edge, and that's how it is. You've been in New York? Are you from here or anything?
No, sir.
Never been here?
No, sir.
No, well, if you ever get a chance, I don't know what kind of feeling you have about it, but it's not bad at all. You get a little of everything. If you ever come here, I'll just leave it at this. Don't just go to New York City, which is fabulous. But it can be rush in New York City. And you don't really see everything when you come to New York City. People go to the, you know, the different landmarks and stuff, Statue of Liberty, take a boat ride, it's spectacular, it's cheap. But there's the outer boroughs, which are right next door, just less than 10 miles away. And so much more, the same going on, but less, in other words, instead of a crowded bar, you're in a bar that's not too crowded and having more fun, right?
Right.
So it's just throwing it out there. And if I come down to Alabama, what can I expect? What kind of what goes on in Alabama that would really be nice? I mean, I'm sure the houses are cheaper, the property taxes are cheaper.
Probably really good food. We have a couple of amusement parks. But I think Alabama is basically like a retirement state. It's not really a lot to do. Yeah.
Okay, so there's no jumping life. No jumping nightlife area, even where, like, you know, well, we'd go there.
Of course.
Bars and I know the world has been stuck with COVID, but, you know, thank the good Lord. Hopefully he's up there watching all of us, because it's thankfully we've gone 16 months where we're going nuts, for lack of a better term, but it's all getting better now. And so before COVID, was there's bars and nightclubs and places that people go dancing and hang out and have fun, I'm sure,
definitely,
right?
Definitely.
Okay, so it's not. I know what you're saying. People do retire there because it's nice and mellow. And people go retire to Florida, but it's jumping. You know what I mean? So many New Yorkers go down to Florida because it's hot, and that's where they want to retire. You know, it's beautiful. You have any ocean there, you know? Any lakes?
Yeah, of course we have, more so like the rivers, of course the Alabama River, Gulf Shores and things like that. We have a couple of, you know.
Cool. Yeah. And the weather down there, is it real hot now? You ready in the midst of summer, or it's all right?
It's about 80 degrees, 85.
Okay. Yeah, we had a couple, it's crazy in New York. Every year, you know, we're not in summer yet, but. And we'll finish this conversation real quick, I promise. It takes a while for, like, warm weather to get here. And then when it does, it's like bang. So we had, like, nice weather in May, really nice. A lot of 75-degree days, like you said, a lot of sunshine. It was beautiful. It was almost, like, perfect. You know, you're not sweating. You could do anything in your shorts and T-shirt and sneakers. And then all of a sudden we went to a cold snap for 4 days where it was, like, 45 and raining. But, like, 3 days. So we went from, you know, that. And then all of a sudden, it was 93 degrees the last 3 days in a row and sweltering, like, you know. And now it's supposed to cool off again this coming weekend. So it's been very erratic. But then what happens is we get to, like, July or the end of June, which is coming soon, and we pretty much stay in the 80 to 90 range. And that's where we stay until, like, September. So your summers are longer, I would imagine, right? Like,
definitely.
Yeah. All right, dear. Thanks. Thanks for not rushing me off. So you were able to send that email?
I did go ahead and get the email sent back, and they did respond back. However, they declined going further, saying that the highest allowance they have is a 50% refund.
And that's what you gave me?
Yes, sir.
All right, dear. I'll have to accept it. You know, I'll have to be a little more careful in the future with paying attention. But, you know, I mean, I'll let you go, but if you put yourself in my shoes and you see a CVS, yeah, I go to CVS, I have medications I take. So I spend about $150 there a month. And, you know, they give me 25% off coupons once in a while, blah, blah, blah. You know, when you spend that kind of money, it's not a lot of money, but I'm a regular customer.
Right.
In this thing, and I had seen it before, where they show, hey, you know, you want. I mean, if anything sounds too good to be true, it usually is, and that's what happened just now. It said free, and all these items were listed, you know, and I said, let me get it. My wife has a smartwatch. Let me get one. And, the earbuds only. So total was supposed to be like $12.50 each, shipping and handling. And so I expected a $25 charge, ballpark, roughly. And, you know, that's not what happened. So that's probably CVS's fault. So then they reach out to you guys, and you guys do the charge. And so I don't know how it really works, but that's kind of like I got to talk to them in CVS. Because I shouldn't tell you my car is, I'll sell it to you for $1,000 when you go to pay for it. It's $1,200, right? I mean, it's just the way it goes. But all right, dear. What was your first name, if you don't mind?
Samaya.
Samaya. I know you told me that. And it's, I mean, not that I'm ever going to call you. Just, you know, it's always good to take a first name. And that's S-A-M?
S-U-M-A-Y-A.
Who, Maya?
Samaya, S U M A Y A.
That's cool. Are you from Alabama and your roots too, or no?
Yeah, I'm from Alabama.
Okay, because you don't have a heavy accent.
You're the first person to say that.
Yeah, it's a slight one, but it's cool. I love it. I mean, Georgia's pretty close to you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've gone to Georgia like a lot of times, and that's what it sounds like, similar. You know, it's not like a twang like a Miley Cyrus. I know that's Tennessee, but it's amazing how a state can have an accent, right? Like, you probably, I didn't have to tell you, and you probably knew I was from the East Coast. Probably.
Right.
Maybe you even knew I was from New York.
Well, you would say New York, New Jersey, somewhere up there, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's funny, but like nobody thinks they have an accent because we talk to our fellow neighbors in our own state. But that's cool. Samaya, I thank you for your time. So, again, just to repeat, she get three separate credits. Is that correct? $12.97,
$34.99,
and $32.49.
That's correct.
And it'll go back to the same credit card, right? Next
that's
month.
That's correct.
Well, it takes
about 3 to 5 business days before it reflects onto the account. But, of course, with it being a credit card, you probably wouldn't see it up until the next bill come out.
Gotcha. Is your whole day spent fending calls like this?
No, not necessarily. Some we have where they'll call in and reorder. But, see, we have a lot of different merchants that we work for.
I see. Okay, cool. You like your job? That's all that matters. It's okay. We work to pay the bills, right?
Right.
I definitely do.
I
don't know what the situation is, but you know, I'm just going to throw this out there between you and I, because I've done it so many times. Maybe I've not been happy on a job, and yeah, I don't tell nobody inside the building. You know, nobody in the office, and I'll look on my own time. Indeed.com, you heard of it, I'm sure.
Sure, yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, there are so many websites, and some of them are good. Go on at Indeed.com at home. I'm not telling you to have to, but if you ever feel like you want to just browse, this is not you looking and you're leaving. This is just browsing. You go on Indeed.com, and all you do is set up it takes 2 minutes, you set up a profile. You don't send your resume or anything. You just say, like, the type of job you're looking for, and how many years of experience you have, and what kind of salary range you're looking for. It's all kind of general. And you say, I'm looking for customer service, or me, I'd be looking for financial service or accounting, right? Something
mm-hmm.
a little bit more. And then you say, how often do I want an email? You could say every day, which is what I did. You could say once a week. You could say twice a week. And I get an email every day from Indeed.com, and there's anywhere from 5 to 15 jobs on this email. You just go through each one. You look at it, like you could click on it, and you could drill down to all the specifications and the requirements, and then if for some reason you like it, you apply. Then you upload your resume, and it's gone. So everything I just mentioned could take 10 minutes. And all you guys, it's just, you know, if you just want to browse, sometimes, you know, life is for living, and I've been on jobs where, and I'm not, this has nothing to do with you, I've been on jobs where I hated it. And the first day, I wanted to get out, but I never told anybody, and I just looked. You know, if you find time to get an interview, you go on your lunch hour, or you come in a little later, you go home a little early one day, you make up some story, white lie. That's the route. You know, that's my advice for today, Samaya. You hesitated a little, so, we all don't know what tomorrow brings, right? So we're at a job so much of the time, you at least want to be able to, when the alarm rings, not mind getting out of bed, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hopefully, I didn't annoy you. Because you're not from New York, you didn't cut me off about a half hour ago. You have a great day.
You're fine.
I thank you for what you did. You did more than most people would do. You know, some people just say sorry. That's the way it goes. You know, but it's appreciated, and I thank you. I wish you a great summer and a great life, dear. God bless you.
Thank you. You're welcome, and have a great day. Thank you for calling customer service.
You're welcome. Stay well. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.